PrimaryPad is one of a number of online collaborative word processors which arose from the Etherpad architecture when the source code became available for people to use freely. It's the only one, though, to my knowledge, which geared towards an educational setting. Not that it can only be used in that setting, but some of the features specifically lend themselves towards being used in schools. If you're not familiar with the environment, it's a very basic word processor as you look at it. You don't need to create an account to get started. You can create a right away. And there's not lots of the features that you might be familiar with from, say, Microsoft Word as a word processing platform. But that's not the strength of this tool. The whole point is that you can have a number of people working in the same document at the same time and working with one another. So if you've got a group of students who are working to produce some output, it could be their research findings from some work they've been doing elsewhere, or it could be a story that they're writing collaboratively. Whatever the case, each of them can be working on a separate line in the same document at the same time and seeing what each other is writing. Now, that's difficult to do if you're working on a piece of paper in a classroom. But it's impossible to do if the students are actually separated in time and space. So if they're all at home working on this as a homework project, they could still be working at the same time in the same document. If they're writing something that one of their co-workers is not sure about, they can ask questions in the chat window. Or if you want to suggest improvements to the other people that you're working with, you can do that in the chat window. So you can, there's lots of ways of collaborating. They can edit each other's material. That takes a really brave person to do, but it's a skill that's important and one that we need to be encouraged to develop, to have the confidence to be able to edit other people's work and to be accepting of edits that other people are doing to your work. When you've completed the document, you can download it in lots of different formats, as plain text, Word, PDF, and so forth. You need to be aware that if you're working in the free version, then there are lots of features that you don't do. But you also need to be only viable for 30 days, and then it's deleted automatically. But that might be fine. It's something that you perhaps do on a transient basis. You can have up to 50 people working on the pad at once, which should be ample for a class. But go for the paid version, you get far more free. Things become perhaps even more usable than they would be in the free version.